Okay. Is anybody
have any comments?
Melvin's always got something to say. What you got to say, Melvin?
Great. Thanks a lot. That was a very powerful experience. Thank you. Thank you, JJ.
Thank you. Short but sweet.
I may have something more later.
Yeah, that was. Wait, you want it to digest a little bit?
I don't think I can put words in it yet.
Okay.
I can tell you I have a really bad case of the not worthies.
Of what?
I have a really bad case of the I'm not worthies.
What'd you get when you looked at your file folder? Because Lorraine was the main reason that got my mind thinking, well, what can we do to help people that, you know, you try to everything and nothing seems to work.
My mind won't.
So it's important for Lorraine to find out the cause. But on the other hand, also work with the positive aspects like we did. I mean, the cause isn't clear yet. You know, maybe it's because you're not ready to completely deal with it.
Kind of. It's like my mind won't let healing occur. Part of me is punishing me because of the thought that I deserved it.
Yeah.
So.
And that's a big problem.
But that's right. So the whole meditation was like an argument of whether I deserve or not, whether I should be punished or not, and if I can accept or not. So it's kind of like I stop myself from being healed because I need to punish myself for something that I don't really believe that I did in the first place.
I think you're hitting the nail on your head is in your particular case. Yeah.
Yeah, logically speaking, I didn't do anything.
That's why you got to get the mind out of the way. See, your mind is telling you all these things.
It's
and,
true. My file said she believes she deserves it.
Like, you ever have a song go through your mind that you can't get out of it?
All day.
Yeah. And it's like, how do you get that out of your mind? You know, so it's not annoying you, you know. Maybe you liked it at one time, but now it's like driving you crazy. Or some thought, that happens to me once in a while. I get some really negative thought hits me, and I thought, where in the world did that come from? And it maybe bothers me for a few days. Sometimes it's hard to get out. But those destructive thoughts have to be taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next time we get together, I don't know if, well, we probably got time to work with you. Maybe we'll do a little bit of one-on-one. It's about time for you to leave, right? So after you leave, we'll do a one-on-one on Lorraine. A little bit about taking these destructive thoughts out. Trying to get them out of her.
Yeah, it's funny. It's kind of like there's a child, from a child's mind. My counselor used to say that there's a difference between wanting to be loved and wanting to be abused. You wanted to be loved, and that's what you were asking for. But what you got was abuse, and that's not what you wanted.
But see, abuse is also attention. And some people equate attention with love, even if it's abuse.
Yeah. So that child believes I need to be punished.
They do.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
Like
to
your
get
uncle needed to be punished until he was able to say, "I'm done.
That's enough.
I've had enough punishment now."
Yeah, we're the ones that condemn ourselves. It's not God up there punishing us, but according to what we think. And this is my belief with my uncle, was that in his mind, he did something in some past life, and he calculated, I need to suffer X amount to pay for it. And that's what happened. And when he suffered X amount, then he'd had enough.
Yeah.
But he could have avoided that. He could have avoided that suffering and paid off his karma with service of some type.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. Even with my eyes open, as I'm talking right here, right now, I guess because my mind's awake now, it doesn't make any sense. But those feelings are what's keeping me from healing.
Right, and it doesn't seem to make sense.
Yeah, so it doesn't. With my mind awake,
it
doesn't.
The things that's locked in, it's not so much your mind as your emotional mind, kind of the emotional part of your mind that's connected to your emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. Everything is upside down in there.
Yeah, it is.
And see, once you realize it doesn't have to make sense, then you can handle a lot better.
It doesn't have to make sense?
Because if it has to make sense, then you do deserve to be punished. See?
Yeah,
in a
I
way.
Get that.
In a convoluted way.
If it has to make sense, then I have to be punished. That's
but it
true.
Doesn't have to make sense because
but
it's a nonsensical part of yourself that's doing this.
It is.
Yeah. Well, before you leave, Phyllis, did you pick up anything?
Oh, yeah, it was kind of interesting because...
Microphone.
Oh.
when you went through the process of there's a dove, there's a squirrel.
Yeah.
So I held the dove, I'm like, nope, not merging with me. I got my help behind me. And instead, same thing happened with the squirrel and everything. Instead, it was really nice because it was an opening of inside of me. Of like the I am presence, so it was still that acknowledgement, but there was no way I was going to merge with that dove or squirrel or anything else. Yeah, I know, it was pretty funny.
Did anyone else have that impression? That's kind of different.
You knew your strength came from someplace else?
No, that it was still from the inside. Uh-huh. That the whole intention was the same.
Yeah.
But I was not merging.
Yeah. Well, as long as you see how life is one. That's the main thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming, you two.
That reminded me of like totems, like Indian totems or the different different religions or whatever belief systems that have totems. It just reminded me of totems and, so I think, what do these things represent to me? And like a dove is like a dove of peace. Squirrels, esoterically, I always think of squirrels as having all the tools. Look at all the things they can do. You know, they can get into any bird feeder. So I kind of looked at that. I didn't have any problem with realizing that they were my... Like totems, they're there to help. They're, have things to offer. And I realized how much I cut myself off from my life, from my... I just get on automatic pilot and I kind of cut myself off from all the help and all the things around me. And I think, well, I could be enjoying myself a whole heck of a lot more than what I do because I cut myself off from...
Yeah.
From people and situations, and I don't always, Brian will say, I'll get home from work and I'll say, what do you need? What do you want? And I'm like, oh, I'm okay. I don't need anything, but yeah, maybe I do. There's your warning. Yeah, I think I need a foot rub.
I was gonna say a massage.
Yeah.
Back massage.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
So when you the rest of it was kind of an argument within yourself, then you thought, well, do I deserve this or
yes.
Can I handle
oh my
this?
God.
Or?
I argue with Jesus.
Yeah.
With everybody.
Okay.
Well, I found myself when you went to the place where you put your hand on the file.
Yeah.
I thought that was very fascinating because, you know, you're really asking for, you know, the causative factors.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw in myself, you know, that, and I don't know what everyone's experience here in this room is, but I would hazard to guess that most of us were raised in some kind of a Christian background.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back to, you know, this childhood thing where I remember thinking as a child, you know, I was always studying catechism. I was raised a Catholic. And, you know, and you're always like analyzing whether this was a sin and you're guilty of something and you had to confess it on Sunday or Saturday you had to go to confession and confess. Is this a sin? Do I have to confess this? I've been guilty of something. You know, whether you said something to your sister or who knows what the hell it is.
Yeah.
But over years as just a child, you're immersed in this belief structure,
right,
that's really imposed on you. It doesn't come from within you. It comes from without. It comes from, you know, your teaching and your parents and all that sort of thing. So, and then I thought, you know, wow, that just every day, that's going on. Every day.
Yeah.
It's not like once. You know, it's all the time. It's happening in there.
And so then it was
very easy to see that later on, when a time when I was feeling helpless, mm-hmm, that there was, without a better belief system to speak into the problem or into the situation, you can feel, again, the same kind of uneasiness, guilt, whatever you want to call it. But it's just a trip that you've accepted, mm-hmm, or a struggle with, however you want to view it. And so it was a lot easier from then to identify as the childhood thing and realize that. And then someone asked me on Sunday, they were struggling with something and their whole life, and they were in their probably late 70s or early 80s, somewhere like that. And they were asking me something about, you know, well, why do I keep, you know, why can't I be well? Because I'm a chiropractor, so people ask me questions like that a lot. Why can't I be well? And I say, well, maybe you're asking the wrong question. Maybe you need to ask something more fundamental than that, which is, what is wellness or what is wholeness? And when you can answer some of what that is, not all of it, but some of it that makes sense to you, then you're going to be a lot closer to discovering that you're well on your way. You know, you're creating little situations every day or every month or every year that allow you to keep moving forward in your understanding of yourself and your what you've learned in life, and you're letting go and integrating new things, and by accepting, you know, another belief system, maybe the possibility of, as you've mentioned, reincarnation. Wow, that frees up the time thing quite a bit.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it all in this lifetime, you know, but if you're moving in that direction, everything's fine. You're whole. That's what wholeness to me starts to mean. It means you're actually involved in the conscious direction of your own ship. You're recreating your belief structures to fit reality rather than something that was given to you.
That's